This recording, New Zealand 11, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the Territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
I'm curious, is there something that you could say in the Māori language?
Ko tēnā moitara tōku ingoa, no tūranga nui a kiwa ahau, ko rongowhakaata tōku iwi. What I'm really passionate about at the moment is my family. We've just recently lost my grandmother, about a year ago, so that's what brought me back into the country from doing The Lion King. From my grandmother, she had cancer, so my grandfather's still alive, so I came home to look after him. And that was quite good, just, you know, spending that time with him. But what I learnt was that there were a lot of values that my grandfather and my grandparents have that are missing in a lot of the younger generation today, even within my own little village, my small village. Whereas before, when we were growing up, something simple like my parents would insist that we would eat together, or at the same time have dinner together, and that would be an opportunity for us to kind of talk with each other and communicate. And I would honestly say now that that even something as simple as that isn't being done in my village, where even in Manutuke the world has caught up and it's quite fast, and our young people in Manutuke do not spend a lot of quality time with their parents, and even things like eating together. And so while we would use that time to talk with mum and dad and talk a lot about things, it's very easy for our young ones these days just to walk down to the shop and go and buy them a pie or something really fast, really quick. But you'd be amazed at how much values that simple action of not eating with your parents has an effect on them and how they communicate, you know, today. And especially in the Māori world, is because communication is very important, and Māori is an oral language, so you have protocols and how to speak, and you have a formal language and you have an informal language, and yeah,
really?
That sort of stuff. And so the process of what you would have went through yesterday when you came in, that is a predominantly a Māori, what do you call it, protocol or format where you would be officially welcomed, and all songs or all speeches would be followed by a song, and then it would be your turn to talk. So that kind of exchange of welcome and, you know, and response is a Māori protocol.